So, for my kumitlig, what's the machlokes ule and rafun over here? For my kumitligi, Rashi says, rafunu de mukla masnis and betarati milig. According to rafunu, the Mishnah is saying two things, that you can't have more than four, can't have less than four mole, and also not more than eight mole. They're two different things. But you can't have less than four mole, and you can't have more than eight mole. So why does rafunu learn like this? Samara says, for my kumitligi, Yibishana. The machlokes is an Yibishana. Now the extra month that you add to a year, how many days is that month when you add a month to a year? The Tani learned like this. Kama Yibishana. When you make an extra month to the year, how many days do you add to that month? So Lama, Tanakama says Lama, it's always a Molei. It has to always be a Molei. It always has to be 30 days. Now Shimon Amulayman, no, Chodesh, it's a month. We need to say, you could either make it 29 days if you want, if there's them once, or they can make it 30 days, either way. So, Rashi explains that Rav Huna Tanak holds what like Rav Shimon Gamliel, that the Zimnin Chavtes, it could be that last year, the extra month was only 29 days, and sometimes it could be 30. So if according to this, when last time was 39, that's why this year we can make another mole, so we can make eight moles. So one will cancel out from last year, even though you'll only be one day ahead, so one day behind, one day doesn't bother us that much. That's the way Rav Huna learns. But according to Ula, could be no. According to Ula, he'll hold, like Tanakama, that the extra month is always a mole, it can't be a chaser. So if we can never have eight moles, because you'll always be 3 days ahead then, 3 days behind then. So that's the machlokes, that the extra month that you add to the year, is it possible to make a 29, that's what Shimon Gamliel holds, or else no, the Dafka always has to be 30 days. That's what Ula would learn. Now the Gemara says, Mesa, they have a question. It says, Ein Atzeres Chalo El B'yom HaNoif. Atzeres Shavuos always comes out the same day of the week as B'yom HaNoif. B'yom HaNoif, that's the day they brought the Omer, which is the second day of Pesach, the Tenufas Omer, lifting up of the Omer. That carbon was brought the second day of Pesach. So the day of the week, the second day of Pesach comes out, that's always the same day Atzeres Shavuos comes out. And B'yein Rosh Hashanah, like Rashi says, simple, because that's when we start counting the Omer. We start counting the Omer, we start counting 50 days from the second day of Pesach. And the 50th day is Shavuos. So the 49 days is exactly 7 weeks. And the next day, that's the exact same day you started out, that's the same day of the week. Now, V'yein Rosh Hashanah Chalo, Rosh Hashanah that year also only comes out, El Oy B'yom HaNoif, either the same day of the week that the second day of Pesach came out, or Lior Iburei, or else the next day. Lior Iburei means the night going into the next day after the Yom HaNoif. Rashi says, En Rosh Hashanah, or Lior Iburei means Or Iburei Shonisim, means B'yom Sh'ir Boy Lamed Al Shonisim. May the day that the 31st day of Nisan will come out to grain. And Nisan Dechashalotin was first Nisan was Echad B'Shabbos. Heavy Ori Burei Shlishi B'Shabbos. So Tuesday, that would be the Yom Iburei. Lochi Korle Ori Burei Shulaylo, that's the night, Sheboy Mis Abra Chodesh. Kishoysin Rosh Chodesh. Yom, when you make the Rosh Chodesh, and Yom Lamad Aleph, Heavy Chodesh Shava Mubar. If you make the new Rosh Chodesh on the 31st day, so it comes out the last month, was a Moli, was 30 days. Therefore, Rosh Hashanah either comes out the same day of the week to the Yom HaNoif, or the second day of Pesach, or else Or Iburei means that the 31st day of what Nisan would have been. Meaning to say, if we make Nisan a Moli, when the next Rosh Chodesh would come out. So, must say like this. Bishleim is good according to Ula. Tishmein Chaser Navina. According to Ula, we can never make, you always have to make like four Moli, because you can't have more than eight chaser. The shmoyne chaser navinin. But muvrin loy avdinin. We do not make eight moles months that you can't according to law. If so, mishtakas lo shneyem chaser b'yom haneif. That you find shneyem chaser. What's the good thing here? Shneyem chaserim ye b'yom haneif echod moles v'yechod chaser. And Ori Burei also. Rashi says like this. Shneim Chaserim, Rashi says, Kislev and Sivan, these 2 months are the months of the winter of Kislev and Sivan, it's not the winter here, the Chivan, David Lehu Dalat Chaserim, there are 4 months to the Chosa, the Savosa, in the winter, for Dalat Chaserim the Kaita, and 4 that are missing in the summer, have a Rosh Hashanah comes out the Yom Hanef, and the second day of Pesach. So Ibn Avdin and Liyolam, Chotchim, Isachama, Kisidim, we always make now Kisidim. The Yesh Lonel Sim, we have a Sim in Kavua, when it comes out or not. But our Koponim, according to Lul, also come out good. But the question is, El Rapuna Rashi says, the Yom, he holds no. Mubrim Nami Avdinan, that we can make 8 mollies if we want, more than 6. It's so Kivin Avdinan, the Yomani Sacham, Adalam, we make in the summer 4 mollies, is Machan, we make Rosh Hashanah come out late another day. Devlil or Iburai Shonisin, the Yom Revi Shal Pesach comes out, it's not going to be the same day. Smora says, again, so Bishlai Mela Ulam, Tishmoyna Chaser Avdinan, we always make 8 chosers, but he says only 4 mole and 8 chosers, so there's 4 in the winter and 4 in the summer, is mubrin, but we don't make 8 mubrin, is mishkachas lo shneim choser v'yev hanef, echod mole v'yechod choser liyor ha'iver, that's where it will come out good. El l'rafuna, the yom that he says, no, avdinin mubrin, that we make 8 mubrin, you can make 8 months of the year to be mole, to get out 4 mollies in the summer and 4 mollies in the winter, sometimes they come out zimna the mishtakachas lior or iburei, the night going into the 31st day of Nisan, they won't come out. So Rashi said, min dalamem rinojoni and chal hevelay lior or iburei shal Nisan liyom revi shal Pesach, come on the 4th day of Pesach, not the 2nd day. Hevelay lior or iburei, yeah. According to Afuna, could come out to be a day later. According to Afuna, that you can make 8 molleys. So if you make 8 molleys in the summertime, it'll come out to be a day later. It won't come out to be the night of the 31st day. It'll come out to be the night of the 32nd day. And here it says always it comes out either one of those two. So according to Ula, it won't come. According to Afuna, it won't come out according to either Zaman. So my answer is, so Vuna says it back, Ula, even according to Ula Shita, that he holds what Ula holds, you can never have more. You always have 4 choser and 8, you always have 4 mole and 8 choser. Ulula Minich is a good, Shemoin Hud Avdinin, we don't make more than 8 chosers. Ho Shiva Avdinin, but sometimes you could make 7. So Shiva Zimnin Dlay Avdinin. Bisvosa, Avdina Makaita. Minir says the weapon. Who is back? Even according to Ula Minicha, Shema, you never make more than 8 mollies. 8 you don't make. But Hashiv Avdinin, 7 mollies you could make. So, Hashiv Avdinin, if so, Zimnin, sometimes, Le Avdinin Bisvosa, we won't make it in the winter time. For Avdina Makaita, we'll make it in the summertime. If so, Vahevi Leor, Ori Bur again, will come out a day later, even according to Ula also. So according to Ula also doesn't come out good the Cheshbon. It could also come out a day later. So Mor says, true in Echonami, this bright that it says that Ein Rosh Hashanah Chal Ella Or B'Yom Hanoif or the Ori Burei, El, this bright goes from Mani Achim, goes according to Achirim, a different Shita, goes according to Achirim. Titani, we learn like this, that Achirim say, Ein Bein Atzeres Li Atzeres, there's no difference from 1 year, from one Shavuos to another Shavuos, V'Ein Bein Rosh Hashanah Rosh Hashanah, from one Rosh Hashanah to the next Rosh Hashanah, El Abo Yevon Bovad. There's only 4 days difference. It's only 4 days. The Rosh Hashanah this year was Shabbos. Next year will be Biyom Revi. Piyom Hoysa Shonim Uberes. Let's say the year had an extra month to it. And then Chamisha will be 5 days later. So kids are going now according to the Acherim. So Rashi says, Lor Yosef Acherim Hu, the less lay Malayim the Chaserim the do, Kol HaChadosh from Kulikas, according to him, it's always Kisidrin. That one's mole, one's choser. There's only 4 days in between. Therefore, the Gemara says, but Saif Saif, the Achaeiv according to the Achaeirim, B'yoim Haneif Le Mishkachas Lo. You won't have it though, B'yoim Haneif, the same day that the second day of Pesach comes out, you're not going to have that to be Rosh Hashanah either. Those also won't come out good, according to the Achaeirim. Rashi says, but to me, like, Acherim
That's right. Rashi says, "To the Kesidron, Mikl Yoribur. If you always make one chos and one molei, then it'll come out the same day of the Oriburay. The only way to have it, the Yom Hanoif, if you don't go exactly one molei, one choser. So according to the Acharon, that one month is always a choser, one month is always a molei, so it always come out, Rosh Hashanah will be the same day as the Or to the 31st day of Nisan, but never come out to the second day of Pesach. So Mora says, Amor Mesharshiyo, could go in Choyser, Shana Muberis, no, it could be the year before, had an extra month to it. The year was Shana Lamed Yoin, and that extra month was a molei, had 30 days to it. And so Dal Yarcha Labhad Yarcha, this month goes to coincide with that month. The Mishkachos Labiyam Hanoif, that's why you'd be thrown off one day in the Cheshbin, that year Rosh Hashanah will not come out the Or of the 31st day of Nisan, but rather that year Rosh Hashanah will come out the same day Biyam Hanoif, the same day of the second day of Pesach. So according to the Acharon, will come out good. Now the Gemara is though, Omulei Ravada Barav L'Rova. What's the purpose of the Acharon altogether then? The Chura, the Acharon go Kisidron. So what are they telling us? A number. Pshita. Rashi says, Acharon Minyonos Lashminon Bitzmiya. Kivun to Kisidron is, since they hold that one month is Molei, the next one is always Choser, so Pshita, for sure we know that. The Yain Bein Zelazela Arbor is only 4 days in between. So what do you have to teach it to us for? Once we know that's the Acharon Pshita, that one's a molly, one's a chosef, shita, that's the cheshbin. So Mora says no. The Mora answers, Hokamashlun, the Acharon teaching us like this, Hokamashlun, to loibinon mitzvah lekadesh apiriyah. That you don't have to have it that Bezdin Shepaskan apiriyah. Even if Bezdin did not see the month, still they have the new moon. Still if they want to, they have a right to make a kiddush achredish. That's the kiddush. Rashi says, Kamashlun, the hochi mashma the high simna noka diyotcha arbo yomim ben zela zera filu le nirus halavona. Even if Bezdin did not see the new moon, still they make Rosh Hashanah. They always have this cheshbon that 4 days later from last year's Rosh Hashanah is the next year's Rosh Hashanah. So that's the chiddush Acharon will hold that you do not have to have it that Bezdin should make a kiddush achredish al pi uriah. They could if they want to, but if they don't want to, if they want to make the Rosh Hashanah a day early, like according to the Cheshbon, 4 days later, even though they did not see the new moon yet, they have a right to. That's the Chiddush of the Acharon. That it's always 4 days later, even if they did not see the new moon yet. This Gemara says, Mask of La Ravina, we still ask the question, I have Ika Yoyma Disho. We just have been saying before that really there are 4 days in between, plus another half a day, plus 8 hours. Says so, Yoyma Disho, is that after 3 years, you can have another year in between, you have another day in between. If every year is 4 days and 8 hours, say after 3 years, you can have another day there. Why don't we cheshbon that extra day? And also, says v'iku yoyma de shor, v'yoyma de tlosin, shoni. And after 30 years, also have another day. Because I said before, it's 800 and certain chalokin, yoso. So it's not only, it's more than 4 days, it was 4 days and 8 hours, and a lot of chalokin. So all those chalokim made up after 30 years to another day. So it's not always 4 days later. Sometimes it'll be five, sometimes it'll be 6 days later. So my answer is, Kiv on the last day, because Shosu like a choshev. Since you don't have those extra days every year, it's only the third year, or in 30 years, therefore it doesn't cheshbon that. But in Echlam, it's like a true. Every third year, you'll have another day to be mashlim. Now the Yav Shmuel Shmuel also sublokrefun yosol zekrefun is pshat in the Mishnah. That the Mishnah means to say you can't have less than 4 molei, and not more than 8 molei. Why the Yom Shmuel Shmuel says ein shnas levoina, the year of the moon year chusa misholish meis, never less than 300 for chamisha mushtayim yoyim, never less than 352 days for lo yisterik, never be more Al Sholosh Meis on 300, the Chamishim Veshishiyim 556 days. Hotchets, how's it come out? Shnayim Malayim, he'll have two months to be full. Shisha, okay, so what? Shnayim Malayim, Shisha Shnayim Chaserim, then you have 6 months to be Choser. Shnayim, another two, Echad Molo Vechad Choser, is Abo. Rashi says, well, Yav Shmuel Sav L'Hod Rafuna, Tishmoinim Leim, that sometimes you make eight molis. It says here, what, Shnayim Leim, Shnayim Min HaChaserim, Kagoyim HaChesven, V'yari Im Tasim Leim, you can make the moli, Nimso Shono Edefas, or Shno, be an extra 2 days to it, Akasidrin. That's why you have 356 days. So according to this Cheshven, it comes out, you have to have eight molis this year. Rashi Shnayim Chaserim, Shnayim Min HaMoleim, when the seven tassel chesed will make them choser, he'll have 352 days. So you see, Rashi is clearly, according to his cheshbon, comes out at eight malayim. If you have eight molays, that's how you can have 365 days. So Shmuel also was like this. It's like Rav Huna's pshat in the Mishnah that it is possible to make 8 days to be eight months to be molay. Yeah. For the Mara, Meisrei. The last cheshbon was like this. Last cheshbon meant to say was like this. You have located. Shneim, if two of them is molay, then shisha. Then you have 56. That means you have 8 malayim. Shneim chaserim, that means shneim. If you have, let's say, only 4 molays that year, usually it's 6 and 6. So you have an extra 2 to be molay, then you have 356 days. If you take off two more chsaros, make 8 chaser. Only 4 mole, you have 252 days. But echad mole, echad chaser, if every month is 1 mole and 1 chaser, then you'll have abor 354 days. That's how the cheshbon are different months, different years, sometimes 356, 354, 352, depending whether you could change it around between either to make it 6 and 6, or else to make it 8 and 4, or the other way, 8 and 4. That's a right, you could make 8 mollies if you want. That's a right, Shmuel also holds like Rav Huna. Our Shmuel holds like Rav Huna. Meisrei, I have a question. It says, Hareini Nozir, somebody says will be a Nozir. Ki Meisachan wants to be a Nozir, the amount of the days of Ki Meisachama, of the sun. So, Moinen Nazirus, you have to count as Nazirus to be Gimel Meis, 300, Veshishim Vechamishiyam, 365 days. What's the meaning of the person that he wants to be a Nazir, Kaminyan Yomai Sachama, how long the Yomai Sachama is? I mean, Kaminyan Yomai Salavon, how long the Lavon a year is? Kaminyan Sachama, right. Person says though, Ki Yomai Salavon, so Moina Nazir is Gimel Meis, Tachamishim Vabo Yomim, he has to count 354 days, Kaminyan Yomai Salavon. So that's good if you always count Echad Molad Echad Choser. Now, the Amist, if you hold it like Rav Huna, is Dinah the Mishkachas law, Shisha. Sometimes it'll be 356 days. Samar says, no, but Adorim Holocha, Ochalashim Layodim. You go boss of the way people talk. For Rav Shonim, and the way Rav Shonim are, so most of the year's taka is Echad Molad, Echad Choser, so most of the times it's only 354 days. Even though it could be 356 days, but people talk the way Bnei Yodim talk, upon Rove Ponim. The Yach Rebbe Savlok Rav Huna. Rebbe also the Rav Huna. The Tanya was like this. Maisa v'yosa Rebbe Rav Huna. Once happened, Rebbe did like Rav Huna. That Tisha Chaserim, he made 9 months Choser. V'nira Chodesh Bezmano. And they saw what? The Chodesh in this right time. Why Rebbe, to me, Rebbe wondered, V'yomar, and he says, Asinu Tisha Chaserim, V'nirus Chodesh Zman, how could that be? Is Amalafon of Rebbe Shimon Bar Rebbe, Shemamina Muberas Hoysa, that last year was the year of a Muber. And he made what, this time, 9 months to be a Choser. And it came out what, it's still on the new moon, came out on Rosh Hashanah, the right time. So he was amazed, how could that be? If you make 9 chaser, we didn't have that before. We never had you can make 9. And most you can make is 8. So how did it come out to be the right way? So therefore, Rabbi Shimon says, Omer l'fon Rabbi Shimon, Barebi, that Shema Shonim Uber Asoysa. Shema was the year before that, had an extra month to it.